You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Outreach program. So he built the Eshel, that means 50 star motel. That was the name of the inn, Eshel Abraham. So Rashi Agudor says Eshel is a Rashi Tevod Achila Shetia Lina O Levaya, meaning that he would provide food, the Aleph, Achila, Shin, drinks, and Lina, to sleep. All Levaya. Levaya means to escort. So now here, why he picks such an interesting name, Eshel. So that's one of the reasons. The other reason is that actually his intention was that metaken, to fix, by bringing people to his inn. Achila was a disaster by Adam HaRishon, because he ate from the tree of the knowledge. The shin, that's shetia, that was... Noach came up with kid and wine, and then the lamed. Any idea? What was the lamed trying to fix?
The Tower of Babel.
Babel. Lamed, yeah. So Lamed was for Anshei Sedom. Why? Because they had no interest for the poor, like to do Levaya for them or to bring them in. So Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom actually set up a tikkun center, meaning that his intention was the Shem Yichud Ucha V'Richud. So now we're going to fix what Adam HaRishon did, or Noach did, or Anshei Sedom did. So now here, the message is obviously in our nature that you like to be announced, publicized. When we do something good, it goes without saying, everybody, without exception, wants to be recognized. I gave this, I did this, I went there, and you know, it's good, you know, we encourage people and so on. And also give other people headache that what you did and the expectation you have, it shapes people up. You know, because if you don't have people to give you a headache, so then becomes very blunt. You know what blunt means?
Come boring,
huh? No.
Not hot, not cold.
Bimaze, they call it. It has no taste. Persian Akhari says this is the melach of your life. It's the salt of your life. When you have people, they give you a hard time, you know, things like that. But here, the point here is, Avraham Avinu is teaching us, fine, you know, you bring people in, good, you know, you feel good, it's good to feel good, you know, you do something positive, and people should do, you know, because when you get too much into yourself, then, you know, becomes very... No, just do everything for yourself. For me, for me, for me, for me, for me, for me. You think like the whole Olam is for you. No. Baruch Hashem, you don't know. When you really just becomes what is called self-centered, so then your perspective very much changes. Then you look negative at people, you don't talk nice to people, you're nice to other people, because you feel, you know, I'm the one, I'm doing everything. And you have to say, that means look at me. You see what I'm doing? We all do this. But here, Rabbi Avinu is teaching us, fine, you know, when you do something positive and good, but at least try to make something out of it. You give people food, good. Obviously, people say, thank you, I appreciate it, and they come back again. You know, whenever it's food, people come back again. But here is a deeper purpose. And that is, you have to see how can you fix what people maybe they didn't do something right. It's not that just he built a center. His intention was, Adam HaRishon did something wrong. So let's do something. But we say, what is it to me? I have too much headache. Why I want another hole in my head? What is it to me? I have to go. I have a meeting. Your task here is fix things. Fix. Why do you keep thinking about yourself? Me. It's very interesting that people, when you look at the picture albums, you do that sometimes? Yeah? What do you see when you go flip the picture albums? This is me! You know how skinny I was? This is me! You know how much hair I had? Look at the tie! Me! You don't see nobody else! See, the whole album, 200 pages, it's only you. You? No, you don't see nobody else. And that's how people they are. We are, I'm sorry. You just look at yourself. My seat, my sidur, my this, my place, that's it. Now with other people, they have to do, they have to learn. They have to do their own thing. But here, Eshel, Adam HaRishon, Noach and Shei Sedon. Nora ve'ayom. How you have to be giving. You have to go out of your way. People, they have such a framework. They put themselves in there and that's it. Nobody is out there. That's it. It's so hard to look, Bojan, there's somebody out there. Look. No. So now here, the Eshel is teaching us, do something for other people. You don't need, not even to stretch, your hand in the pocket, no chas v'shalom. Some people even, when they decide to write, let's say check, the ink in the pen dries out. It doesn't write. As a matter of fact, there's a story. You have time for a story? No. It's a short story, or you have to go? Yeah, it's Friday today?
Yeah, you have time.
Now, then you have time or no?
Your left hand.
Yeah. So maybe I'll tell you the story later. I'm sorry?
Please tell us.
No, I happen to be, I'll tell you very, very briefly. I happen to be a gentleman into the Beit Knesset, and then he was very down, very, like Tisha B'Av. So Rav asked him, what happened? So my wife had a baby boy. Yeah, so you have to be happy, I was so joyous. I said, yeah, I heard, because it was first boy, you have to pay the mohel, you have to pay catering, this. I said, no, it's a simcha, And not only that, and Gemara says that if you're stingy, the guests, they eat more. They eat more and more. So now they had the bread, and then everybody was invited. And then all of a sudden, the Avi Ben runs toward the Rav. Say, Rabbi! Rabbi! Look at the guests, they're eating too much, and I'm not stingy. Kala Kadosh, sometimes we think we're not, but the guests know. The guests know. So that's the whole point here. You cannot say, yeah, I'm not this. Because whatever that the fact of matter here is, it's known. So Hashem is like, you know, to build the Eshel.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.